Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, time for our Friday bonus. And this is a good one. This is a bonus meditation from my friend Jeff Warren, who's one of the teachers in the ongoing New Year's meditation challenge that we're running through the 10% Happier app. One of the most stressful mind states that I personally have experienced is what meditation teachers often refer to as the comparing mind, when we're comparing ourselves to other people, or comparing ourselves to the way we used to be, we're comparing this moment to a moment in the past. It pulls us out of the present. It can be the source of a lot of suffering. Again, I'm speaking from personal experience right now. Theodore Roosevelt once referred to comparison as the thief of joy. So in this guided meditation, we're going to learn how to make a citizen's arrest, if you will, on this thief. Before we dive in, just a quick ask. We would appreciate it immensely if you would take a few minutes to help us out by answering a survey about your experience with this podcast. We're always looking for ways to improve. These surveys help us a lot. In particular, for this one, we'd like to hear from people who listen to the podcast a lot but do not use the companion app. So if you want to hook us up, go to 10%.com/survey, 10%.com/survey. This is for anybody. We have a particular interest in people who use the podcast but not the app, but we'd like to hear from anybody and everybody. So thank you for that. Here we go now with Jeff Warren.
Hello, I'm Jeff. The human mind compares the present with the past in order to make better predictions about the future. That's how it works, and it has a lot of benefits. But it also has at least one big downside. It can prevent us from seeing the value of what's right in front of us. So let's explore this. Eyes closed or downcast, looking at the ground in front of you. You can start with taking a few deep breaths. So taking a big breath in, and as you take that breath, you stretch up and find a little bit of alertness in the way you're holding yourself. And then the exhale is the downward motion, the settling, softening the eyes and the jaw and the cheeks, softening the shoulders. So a nice long exhale here to kind of get us in the zone. So we can start by choosing something to lightly pay attention to, like the sensation of the breath, say, or maybe the sensation of some other part of the body, maybe the hands or the belly, or the feet. Just noticing how this is in the moment. And as we do this, we try to find something of an easygoing attitude, taking this opportunity to relax, to enjoy this break. So it can happen even in meditation that in some subtle way, we start to compare our present experience with a former experience or an ideal. And then we start to feel a bit dissatisfied with how things are now. Maybe we had a kind of idea of how this could go, but it's not really measuring up. And we're a little bit put out by this. So see if you can notice this dynamic happening in any way. Could be super obvious, or it might be really, really subtle, more in the background. The antidote to comparing mind is to practice really, truly being in the now. Can you open up to how things are right now without having any kind of bias baked in? And the attitude we're bringing is like we've just been born into this moment, like we're waking up just now into a moment that's exactly right. This moment right now. Exactly right. This moment right now. Exactly right. There's nothing to compare this moment to because it's completely unique. Can you notice this freshness? Keep exploring with this attitude. Okay, good. When you're ready, if your eyes were closed, you can open them. I'm Jeff. See you later.
Big thanks to Jeff, and we'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.